Welcome to this meditation from lovereiki.co.uk. We'll start by finding ourselves in a comfortable position, ideally sat on a chair, with your feet flat on the floor, and your back straight. In a room that's quiet and free from distractions and interruptions. There's no right or wrong way to meditate. Whatever happens during this meditation is right for you. Don't try to make anything happen. Just observe. Close your eyes or focus on one spot in the room and gently roll your shoulders forward and then back as we signal to our muscles that it's time to relax. And then lean your head from side to side, lowering your left ear towards your left shoulder. And then your right ear towards your right shoulder. Relax your muscles. Let any tension ease away. And your body will continue to relax as you meditate. Now bring your attention to your breathing. Notice how your breath flows in and out, in and out. Simply notice how your body breathes. Gently, the air is flowing in and out. And in your mind's eye, watch your breath flowing in and out of your body. Maybe it's like the tide coming into the shore and then going out again, taking away with it any pain, fear, anxiety and tension. And when your attention wanders, just focus back again on your breathing. Notice any stray thoughts, but don't dwell on them. Simply let them pass through. Let them travel across your mind as they go on their own journey. And see how your breath continues to flow deeply, calmly. Now your muscles should be starting to feel heavy. So beginning to relax, to let go. We should be going into a deep, deep, deep state of relaxation. Your limbs feel heavy. They don't want to move. Your breath has found its own natural pace. Your chest and tummy deeply rises and falls. You feel relaxed, calm, and at peace. In your own tranquil space, where we can focus on the here and now, the present moment. There's no need to reflect on yesterday or worry about tomorrow. Observe the stages of a complete breath, from the in-breath to the pause that follows, to the out-breath, to the pause that follows, to the in-breath, to the pause that follows, to the out-breath, to the pause that follows. See the slight breaks in between each breath. Feel the air entering through your nose. Picture the breath flowing down through the cavities in your sinuses, down to your lungs, maybe down to your tummy, giving oxygen to all your organs. And then feel it come back up again before the cycle recommences. You should be feeling deeply relaxed and calm. And when you're ready, bring to your mind the image of a person who you know or who you've known in your life to be loving and kind to you. Someone who easily evokes feelings of warmth and love. It could be a spouse or a partner, a parent or family member, or a close friend. Someone who's been good to you, who helps you feel safe and whole, whose caring easily emanates from them to you. And imagine that you're with them. As you gently feel the warmth of their love and tenderness caress you. How does it make you feel? Maybe you can feel them, sense them, see them, smell them. You just know that they're there, caring for you, guiding you. May you be happy, healthy and whole. May you have love, warmth and affection. May you be protected from harm and free from fear. May you be alive, engaged and joyful. May you experience inner peace and ease. These are their wishes for you. You may have your own words and wishes for them. So feel free to share with them the words that resonate within you. Take some time now to feel how it is to wish these things for them. These are the things that connect you to them. Notice how it feels inside of you as you share your love and kindness with them. Knowing that you have well-being in your hearts for each other. As you say to them, may you be happy, healthy and whole. May you have love, warmth and affection in your life. May you be protected from harm and free from fear. May you be alive, engaged and joyful. May you experience inner peace and ease. Now let these feelings wash over you together, feeling unconditional love, knowing there is nothing you have to do to deserve these feelings and wishes. they are given and received freely without condition. You can give yourself permission to be happy, healthy and loved. You can give yourself permission to feel safe and protected, to be alive and free, to experience inner peace and ease. Your loved one passes you a candle. They spark a light within you, and you watch that light glow, grow, come to life. That light becomes within you, burning brightly, showing you the way, giving you faith and hope. And may you have loved ones for whom it's easy to pass these wishes to and this light to. Maybe it's a child, or a family member, a dear friend, a loved pet. And if it feels right, and your mind's eye, say it to them in your own way and with your own words. May you be happy and healthy and loved in your life. May you be safe and protected and not suffer. May you be alive and joyful. May you have inner peace and ease. And as you pass them, the golden light, you see the spark of hope within them grow. And if it feels right, maybe there are others in your life that you can extend these good wishes to. A friend, a colleague, a neighbor. For love and kindness is contagious. As you wish them well, may you be happy and healthy and loved in your life. May you be safe and protected, free from harm. May you be alive and joyful. May you have inner peace and ease. It's beautiful to watch love, compassion, and kindness spread out from your inner circle, as you watch it extend from yourself to your loved ones, to those closest to you and beyond. And it might be possible to expand even further out to people you know of but you don't have a relationship with. People in your vicinity, your community, your neighbours. May you be healthy, happy and loved. May you be safe and protected, free from suffering. May you be alive, engaged and joyful. And may you have inner peace and ease. And even if the wishes aren't infused with the same warmth and love as they were with your loved one, by extending the wish without the expectation that it should make you or them feel in any particular way, connecting with what these wishes represent, keeping everyone in your awareness as you send these good wishes. Wishing for them to be healthy and whole. Wishing for them to have care, kindness, compassion, and love in their lives. and you watch as a love, as a light is lit in each person, as a flame ignites, and people become beacons of love and hope, each lighting the way for their own circle and beyond. If you feel strong and secure and you're comfortable with this, you might try extending these wishes to someone who's been difficult at some point in your life. Maybe there's been some sort of frustration or misunderstanding. And in doing this, it might help to remember that just like you, they want to be loved. And just like you, they want peace in their life. So you could say to yourself, just like me, they want to feel happiness and joy. Just like me, they want peace and ease. And just like me, they want to be loved and to know their loved ones are safe and healthy. And just like me, they're doing the best they can with whatever inner and outer resources they have. Silently you can say, may you feel peace and ease. May you have love and warmth in your life. May you be happy, healthy and whole. And even if this is difficult, there's value in noticing what it's like to extend the wish, recognizing that you are not condoning their actions, but seeing in them a human being with some of the same needs as you, to be loved, to be safe, to be at peace. And if this is possible, remember the circle that began with yourself and the persons you loved the most, your family and friends. Remember how you extended the circle to include all of the many people you don't know who may live far away. Remember how your circle grew and evolved, with each person within having their internal light lit, that spark of healing, the flame ignited, so that then they can go and pass the light of hope and love onto their own circles. For we're all connected. We all have the ability to share love, kindness, understanding and compassion with others. So may you have love and warmth in your life. You send all these wishes to the animals and plants, life on our planet and beyond. May we all be happy and healthy. May we all be safe and protected. May we all live together in peace, ease, and happiness. Just spend a few moments sitting and watching in your mind's eye all the lights, all the love in people's hearts, flickering, sparkling, the beacons of light glowing. And now, as this loving kindness meditation comes to an end, take some time to appreciate and feel what's been generated through this practice. And even if there have been difficult parts of this practice, be safe, knowing that the potential to increase your sense of aliveness, of connection and of belonging is within your grasp. And when you are ready, let yourself feel again your physical presence, the sensations of your body, your feet on the floor, the seat, your upper torso, your neck and your head. Begin to notice the movement of your own breath, bringing alive nourishment to your body as a whole, just as your wishes of goodwill bring aliveness and nourishment to those around you. When you're ready, gently come back to the sound of my voice. Become aware of your surroundings. Maybe wiggle your fingers and toes. Have a gentle stretch. Feel your legs and arms begin to feel lighter. When you're ready, open your eyes and bring your attention back to the present moment, taking a few deep breaths to ground yourself. So thank you for joining me. Love Reiki. For this loving kindness meditation. May you feel centered, calm, and at peace. I send you good wishes and bid with you farewell till next time. Thank you for joining me.